Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This is a critical time for Afghanistan. Major changes are coming for this country of 31 million people. NATO-led coalition forces have already begun to withdraw, and many more will be gone by the end of next year. Afghanistan's own national security forces are stepping in and already are responsible for providing security and leading military operations in almost 90% of the country. Afghans are taking the lead for security across their country, said Deputy Secretary William Burns at the Heart of Asia Ministerial. They are working to advance a national dialogue on peace and reconciliation and to prepare for next year's important elections. They are moving toward greater economic dynamism and private sector-led growth. And today, Afghanistan is participating as a sovereign partner in discussions about the future of its region, and the region is uniting in support of Afghanistan. The Istanbul process, which includes the Heart of Asia Ministerial, was launched by Turkey and Afghanistan in November 2011 and has been one important means of encouraging regional cooperation. The grouping brings together 13 of Afghanistan's neighbors in an effort to help them together tackle some of the region's more pressing issues. The United States and 27 other countries and international organizations play a supporting role. There is no escaping the simple fact that Afghanistan's fortunes are tied to its neighborhood, just as the neighborhood's fortunes are tied to Afghanistan, said Deputy Secretary Burns. Afghanistan's neighbors can help to train, finance, and equip the Afghan army and police, and work with them to stem the movement of dangerous material, narcotics, people, and finances across borders. They can facilitate Afghanistan's economic transition from donor dependency toward increased self-sufficiency and private sector-led development. And they can help Afghanistan integrate with regional trade, energy, and communications networks, as imagined by the new Silk Road vision. From increasing infrastructure links to progress on potentially transformative energy projects, such as the Turkmenistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan-India pipeline, the countries of the region are realizing that the promise of regional connectivity and integration are tremendous, said Deputy Secretary Burns. Afghanistan and its neighbors share many common threats that will require solutions developed and carried out by Afghanistan and its neighbors and supported by the international community. We applaud the important progress made, and we will continue to do our part to support this process.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.